So one more thing before we get back over to ALL. You were mentioning MDS and kind of triggered my thought about the agent CPX-351.
Yeah.
Can you just sort of briefly give me your take on that? It's kind of an interesting story about how it kind of evolved and more really where it is right now.
Yeah, it is. We were initially very enthusiastic. It's a funny purple drug. It's, liposomal 7 and 3. It's, at first we thought it was kinder and gentler 7 and 3. So the idea is you take cytarabine and daunorubicin and put them at the exact proportion you want in a liposome. Really, what it turns out, the liposome more directly delivers that to the bone marrow. So it isn't so much that it is less toxic. It is a little bit better targeted chemotherapy. It is nailing the bone marrow, but it's still pretty toxic. And the indication that they have for it in this so-called secondary AML, treatment-related AML, honestly, a bigger issue now in the field is the azacitidine thing. We're kind of pulling that out in favor of liposomal Ara-C daunorubicin. We just call it, the purple drug. And it, again, we were initially enthusiastic, and I believe there are definitely patients that I've had that have benefited, in fact, are alive today because they got a good response and I transplanted them and so forth. But I think it will be more interesting to see how that drug fares in comparison to azacitidine because it's just so much easier to take a 75-year-old with secondary AML and give them azacitidine than liposomal Ara-C daunorubicin. So we're glad to have it. I think it needs to be explored more, particularly in younger patients. If you're going to use intensive therapy, it is Ara-C daunorubicin. It's just more intelligently designed. Patients don't lose their hair, for example. It's kind of cool. So again, yes, it definitely myelosuppresses, but it is easier to manage than garden variety 7+3.